The show made for moms and families. It's Channel Mom.
Moms should get more credit. Back when I became a mom, I realized people thought my former career in TV news was more important than my motherhood. But that's backward, because moms are raising that next generation, and the world depends on us to do it well. So moms, this is your time to sit back, relax, and let Channel Mom cheer you on and equip you in your job as a mom, because you're doing some of the most important work on the planet.
Channel Mom, we encourage moms. Now, here's your host, Jenny Dean Schmidt.
Yay, that would be me. Welcome, everybody. Moms, dads, kids, pets, dogs, cats, gerbils, the whole nine yards. Well, I am Jenny, and this is Channel Mom, where we do encourage moms. Look, we focus on your amazing value because the world overlooks you again and again, and we are here to cheer you on. All right, so, you know, I like to start with a question. Can our thinking really help heal our bodies? Well, our guest thinks so. He has proven that it can. Let's think better, people. We've got Dr. Josh Axe in the house today, the author of Think This, Not That, 12 Mind Shifts to Break Through Limiting Beliefs and Become Who You Were Born to Be. Dr. Axe will tell us how his own mindset helped him overcome a health issue. He and his messages have millions of followers online. And now you get to hear his message directly for hope and healing. I'm so happy to have him on the show. Dr. Josh Axe, coming up on Channel Mom. Moms are a big deal, but sometimes the world forgets. That's why Channel Mom Media and Outreach is here. We exist to love, coach, and encourage every mom, whether she's struggling with parenting, single motherhood, homelessness, or locked in prison. On the radio and social media, Channel Mom works to remind each mom of her importance and give her the latest and best advice. We also reach out to moms with our hands and feet, helping homeless and incarcerated moms, as well as moms in the country and mothers in the city. You can join our work by praying for us, volunteering, or giving at channelmom.org.
Colorado has no restrictions on abortion, and abortion pills are being delivered through the mail. But there's hope. Alternatives Pregnancy Center is a trusted name in life-affirming care and supports those who feel like abortion is their only choice. Through advocacy, resources, and mentoring, Alternatives forges a path of hope because every woman deserves access to health care without economic barriers. You can help guarantee that Alternatives continues to provide free life-saving medical and counseling service by giving $10 a month at youhavealternatives.org.
Channel Mom with Jenny Dean Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Please do remember our friends at youhavealternatives.org. I had a tour of their offices recently as they did a little march through Denver, and they are going to be on the show next week. My friend Jenny Telcott is going to be on the show. She's going to tell us about the things that are going on in states when it comes to abortion laws, because, you know, the states, are revamping their abortion laws, and just the stuff that's going on behind the scenes that people are not aware of. It's crazy. And we want to bring you up to date about what's going on and what you should know. So that's going to be next week. A quick welcome to our podcast listeners and our friends here in Denver and also in Colorado Springs. Be sure to share the podcast with your friends and family and any mom that you think would be blessed. We're on most of the platforms and you could just share it. That would be fabulous. I do want to remember to thank producer Jim. I'm so grateful for him. He's good at what he does. And finally, just a quick little announcement before we get to our fabulous guest. Channel Mom's making a change. It's really weird. Like, I almost want to cry about it, but it's the right decision. We have been on Denver radio for 13 years. Ah, my goodness. And then we were syndicated across the country in various stations, but we are pulling back from radio and going only to podcast. So if you're somebody who really resists the podcast thing, now's the time to make the move, because we will be on podcast. We're going to make some changes, but we will be back on podcast. So go sign up. If you're somebody who just avoids that, just go to Spotify, sign up to be a Spotify person. It's really easy. Just find us at Channel Mom on all of the platforms, and we'd be honored if you would do that and follow us on podcast. We're going to go off the air here for radio in about a month. It's Mother's Day will be our last weekend. Really, I'll probably be bawling because I love radio, but we just felt like we needed to move over to podcast. All right, here we go. Dr. Josh Axe, the author of a brand new book called Think This, Not That. I'm really afraid to say this. It's really easy to read, but not so easy to say this next word after 12 mind shifts to break through limiting beliefs and become who you were born to be. Oh my goodness, he has quite the bio. He is a certified doctor of natural medicine and clinical nutritionist with really just a passion to help people use food, lifestyle, and mindset as a medicine to heal and prevent illness. He's a graduate of Johns Hopkins University. Super impressive there. He earned his master's degree of science and organizational leadership. And then he's got his own podcast, which is quickly growing, and has had guests like Carrie Underwood on the show. He needs to help me get her on the show. She's a dedicated mother. He's going to help us with incredible things like mindset as medicine, food as medicine, 12 mental barriers keeping us from being our best selves. Welcome to Channel Mom, Dr. Josh Axe.
Jenny, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Yes, super, super fun to have you. Okay, so I like to do this little thing that I call a show setup soundbite. And since your book is all about thinking, and it's called Think This, Not That, I could not resist playing this song. You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Think, let your mind go, let yourself be free. Woo, a little Aretha there. I thought
wow.
It was...
I love
them. Yeah, you should have that as like your play out music when you come out to give a speech.
Yes.
Think This, Not That. Okay, that's the brand new book. And I'll tell you what, I don't usually rely on the questions given to me in the PR kit, but there's such good stuff that you have to share and the PR kit pushes us to. So why don't you just start out by telling us what convinced you, because I know you went through your own health issue, and you also grew up with some naysayers in your life, and you realized, you know, I can actually change. I think you were a guy who thought nobody could change, but then something shifted in you, and you thought, I can change. I can change my mindset. I can feel better about myself. I can heal my body if I just change my mind. So can you tell us what led to this realization on your part?
Yeah, so you know, there's a couple things, and one thing I'll just start off saying, when I started writing this new book, Think This, Not That, I was in the middle of the biggest crisis of my life. In fact, I was sitting down with a doctor, and he told me a little over a year ago, he said, Josh, listen, he said, I was diagnosed with a spinal infection, and he said, you are, best case scenario, you're going to be in chronic pain for the rest of your life. Worst case scenario, you're going to be permanently disabled. So this was just over a year ago. Ugh. And I was in a situation where, and by the way, at the time, I was in really good shape. I was running and swimming and cycling and lifting weights, and I got put in that position. And so I decided that I was going to embrace the word of God, yeah, and I was going to heal completely. And so, and get better than the doctor even said I was going to be. And so I didn't walk for an entire year. So what happened was I was getting a natural procedure done using my own cells. It's called stem cell.
Yeah.
And something went wrong in the injection, and it was like a 1 in a million chance. An infection got into my disc and then into my bone and then around my spinal cord. And it put me in a state where I literally one day I woke up, couldn't walk, had to have an ambulance come, had to have a medical flight bring me to a hospital in Florida and started getting treatment. I did a lot of natural treatment with it, things like hyperbaric chamber and infrared light therapy and vitamin IVs. Eventually was able to start healing, but took an entire year before I could walk. And during that process, I just started realizing that, you know, and I taught this to patients as I ran my functional medicine practice, but I've been teaching my entire career how to teach people how to eat this, not that. Now I'm teaching them how to think this, not that, and teaching them more about mindset medicine, because our mind is our most powerful tool for healing. When you look at the science, there's something called neuroplasticity, and that is where if we believe we can heal and we visualize it, our body will start creating new what are called neural pathways and sending growth factors and healing factors in order to heal and repair the area. And so it's really amazing. And so if somebody has hypothyroidism or autoimmune disease or cancer or any condition you can think of, it's very important that they both believe they can heal and they see themselves as being completely healed and restored in the future. And this is very biblical. You know, the proverb says, you know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And Jesus is constantly talking about the power of our beliefs and our faith for healing. So in my new book, I really go through what are the, and by the way, the principles in this book, they literally, I believe, saved my life. If I didn't apply the principles in this book, I don't believe that I would be walking today. I don't believe I would be having the abundant life I'm having now. I'm back working out. and exercising, doing everything I was doing before. And so all that being said, I wanted people to be able to understand the power of our mind for healing and for living our best life possible, as I cover in the book.
Yeah. You know, another Bible verse where God explains that the power of life and death is in our tongues, and we need to be speaking life and not death. And I'm sure there are skeptics out there, like, you know, they've seen a friend die of cancer and thinking they tried to think positively and it didn't happen. And so I'm sure you have compassion for that, but you've also watched it work. I want you to tell us that story that I came across last night in your book about the man that was told he was going to die. I think it was liver cancer. Yeah. And tell us that story, because that was very convincing to me that our mind can go to death or it can go to life.
Yeah. So this is a real case study. Okay. And so, and there are many more like this. I give just one example like this in the book, but there was a man. And so there's something called the placebo effect and the nocebo effect. Placebo is where you believe you're going to heal. In fact, this happened during World War One. There was a really now famous medical physician who these soldiers were losing their limbs. He was giving them morphine in order to help them deal with the pain, because, of course, you can imagine it'd be excruciating. Well, he ran out of morphine. Yeah. And so then he started giving them sugar pills. And here's the crazy part. At least a third of them or more, close to 40%, had the exact same pain relief as those people that were taking morphine when they weren't taking anything, just because they believed it. So now the opposite can happen, and that's called the nocebo effect. And so there was a man who went into a doctor, his oncologist, and he was diagnosed with liver cancer and told he had about 3 months to live. And the man died about 3 months later.
Yeah.
They went in and did the autopsy on his body, and they found they misdiagnosed him. He had a simple benign tumor on the side of his liver, could be removed, and he should have lived another 30 plus years. And so there are so many people today who are, they believe that they have a health condition that's making them worse, or it's making them ill, but it's making them worse than they would be. So, you know, this happens constantly. So if you believe you're sick or a doctor tells you something, it's really important that we don't always embrace that. We don't allow that to become part of our identity. There's so many patients I've taken care of in the past. Maybe they have Lyme disease or autoimmune disease or cancer or hypothyroidism, and the condition becomes part of their identity versus saying, no, I just have an imbalance in my body. God's my healer. I'm healthy. I'm called to. I'm going to have an abundant life. God is, you know, going to heal me, and believing that. And so it's again, our beliefs impact our health actually far greater than food, far greater than exercise.
It's fascinating. And when you read, I just said it last week on a show, I said, you know what? What if we really took God at his word? And of course, you know, people, there are going to be exceptions, not to his word, but to how people behave. But he does talk again and again about, you know, I look at the scriptures where Jesus is healing people and they came to him for healing. And it says, and he healed all of them. Like, it's just incredible, the healing and the hope that he offers. And we sometimes overlook that. I'm going to read a quick excerpt from your book. And you say this, and then we're going to move on to some of the points that you want to make. Regardless of where they originally came from, negative beliefs can become the soundtrack of your life and then start capping your potential and restricting your growth. They leave no room for transformation. They, when left unchallenged, they will keep you from becoming the person you were born to be. And I mean, I am voraciously reading this book and I love it. And I, you know, wrote the PR person today and said, please send me a paper copy, because I've got the PDF copy. It's good stuff, Josh. And I believe it. And I think it's going to help people. So this is why I'm so happy that you're on the show. Can I just get you to start talking about some of the 12 mental barriers?
Yeah.
So go ahead. So what mental barriers that keep us from being our best self?
Yes. And let me hit on the point you just hit on there with the first point.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, most of us have had somebody in our life at some point say something to us, oftentimes when we were children, and it still lives with us today.
Yeah.
And we don't even realize it. It's replaying in our subconscious. Let me give you an example of what it was for me. So when I was in high school, I was not a very good student. And when I was in freshman English class in high school at 14 years old, I had a teacher. Her name was Miss Noble. She asked me to stay after class. And I stayed after, and she says, Josh, what do you want to do after high school? And I said, I want to be a doctor. By the way, the reason I told her I wanted to be a doctor was my mom had just gone through breast cancer the year before, went through chemotherapy, lost her hair, was so sick. And so my heart was very much, I want to help people like my mom. I want to help them heal naturally. And so, but when I told her I wanted to be a doctor, she laughed out loud. And I still remember today, she shook her head. She said, Josh, listen, you'll never get into med school. She said, my daughter, own daughter, had a 3-point GPA and barely got into med school. She said, with your grades, you'll be lucky to graduate. She said, I wanted you to stay after class because you got an F on this paper. You're getting a D minus in this class. She said, you need to try harder. So I walked out of there feeling like my takeaway as a 14-year-old kid was, well, I must not be very smart. And then my mom brought me to a doctor a couple weeks later. He diagnosed me with ADHD. He talked about me like I wasn't in the room. He said, your son has severe ADHD. It's a learning disorder. He's going to have trouble learning. So then I walked out of there thinking, well, not only am I not smart, I must be like medically not smart. There's something wrong with me. Mm-hmm. Throughout high school, I got really poor grades. I just really didn't try very hard. And I barely graduated high school. I graduated with a C-minus GPA. And the only reason I graduated is I didn't want to make my dad too angry. I knew he'd be irate if I didn't at least finish high school. So I got done. I wanted to go to college, and my parents really wanted me to go. So I applied to a bunch of schools, and I got denied by most of them. But the one college I kind of wanted to go to was University of Kentucky, and they sent me a letter back that basically said this. Something like, you're not in or accepted, but if you come and take summer school and you average above a 3.0, we'll let you in. Huh. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go try. And so I went to school, and the first class I had to take was English 101. And my first assignment was a paper. So I went, her name was Miss Williams. I went and I really tried, turned in my paper. A few days later, Miss Williams said, Josh, can you stay after class? And my initial reaction, Jenny, was, oh no, you know, not this again, deja vu. I must have failed. And she says, Josh, what's your major? And I said, I haven't chosen one. And she said, well, I want to let you know, I think you should consider being an English major or journalism major because you're an incredible writer. She said, you got the highest grade in the class, and I think you're really gifted, and you should consider doing this, in the future. And for me, Jenny, it was like having I'll call it a mindset transplant. I went from believing I was not smart, not capable, because one person spoke that over me, and I believed it. Versus now I had somebody tell me, Josh, you're a good writer. You can do this. And it totally radically changed my life. I started believing that I could do it. Eventually, I decided, well, I do want to be a doctor. I went and graduated. Eventually, went to Johns Hopkins, graduated with a 3.9 GPA. Then, I've written several books. In fact, this book we're talking about today just hit the New York Times bestseller list last week. And then also, started, a big, nutrition company called Ancient Nutrition, numerous things. But here's the crazy part. If I would have held on to that one single limiting belief, none of this would have happened. You and I wouldn't be talking right now. None of those successes would have happened. And so there are so many people listening to this right now, and they have a limiting belief, or maybe multiple limiting beliefs. It could be about themselves. It could be about others. It could be about God. And because of that limiting belief, they're not fulfilling their dreams. They're capping their potential. They're not living the life of their dreams. And so I really encourage people and walk people in through the book. Here's how to identify that limiting belief. Here's how to shatter it to live your best life possible.
There's so much stuff in this book, and I'm going to be reading it this summer, and I'm sure it's going to help my mindset with God's help. I mean, it's all through God. I'm just going to list a couple of them, and you only got about six minutes left. So we got to be fast. But you talk about limiting beliefs and replacing them with unlimiting beliefs, I guess. You remind us it's not an overnight process. I really appreciated that you said that. And my life coach, Dale, tells me this all the time about replacing my limiting beliefs with unlimited beliefs. Then you talk about pain versus pleasure, becoming, not accomplishing, finding a why, or risk wasting it all. You also talk about becoming a hero or a heroine in the case of women. And I thought, moms need to hear this about becoming a hero. So I want you to touch on the some of those points that I just listed as quickly as you can, because I also want you just to touch a little bit on how a mom can apply this in her child's life, the mindset, the food, how can she help her child run with this stuff?
So on a few of those, and the accomplishing one I want to hit on last, because to me it's one of the most powerful things that someone can apply. But one, let's talk about purpose. According to a recent study, only 25% of people know their why or purpose in life.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's big. And so if you don't know your purpose, it's really going to affect your happiness and your fulfillment in life. And so that's an important thing I go through in life is here's how to really identify what your purpose is and your God-given calling and live it out.
Yeah.
The other one is, you had mentioned is being that hero or heroine. And that really is writing a better life story. If you were to sit down right now and someone were to read your life story, would it be exciting? Can you look back and say, you know what? My life story is incredible. Like I am so proud of, I'm so excited about the life story I'm writing. Well, you just need to think about how to do that. Most people today live with a victim mentality and sort of allow life to dictate what happens to them versus being very proactive and planning and saying, no, this is what my life is going to look like. So that's a powerful one as well. And one of the other things I get to in the book, another big principle is I go through a process of how to go from visualization to realization. I've had so many powerful examples of this in my life. For example, my wife Chelsea and I, we built a house down in 30A in Seaside. If anyone's ever been down there, it's amazing. It's in the panhandle of Florida. And we put something on a vision board. We prayed about it. And, 5 years later, and I put this random picture on my vision board and prayed about, God blessing us with a house down there for family events and things. And 5 years later, the house I'd never seen before, but we bought the lot next door and built a dream home down there. Now, I bring all that up to say that really happened through the biblical principle of visualization. Like God tells Abraham, look at the stars of the sky. So numerous shall your descendants be. I mean, this is really a principle that God uses throughout the Bible is helping them visualize the Israelites, a land flowing with milk and honey. So I really get in that to a book is how to create your dream life through the practice of visualize, strategize, create systems in your life, and live those out. And then the last thing, in terms of one, and by the way, there are a lot more we didn't cover here.
Oh, for sure. We couldn't get to all 12, but then people can just buy the book. Yeah. And by the way, again, the book is called Think This, Not That by Dr. Josh Axe. So many good principles for mothers and for children. So I know you're going to talk about becoming not accomplishing. I just want to warn you, you've got about 3.5 minutes left. So do that. And then I want you to give the last word just to mamas who think, okay, I do want to transform my belief system. I do want to help my child get out of the negative thinking pattern. So first do becoming not accomplishing, and then I'm trying to talk too fast. And then we'll get to that last little bit for moms.
That's perfect. And by the way, if people go on Amazon right now, the book is 30% off, lowest it's been. And you can read the reviews. It's just people are just saying it's changed their life. And so stoked about it. So the last one is this. I was at my grandfather's funeral. My grandfather was an unbelievable man. He served in World War II in the Navy. And I was standing there, and we were at the part in the funeral where the pastor says, does anyone have any final words about Howard? And the man next to me burst out in tears and said, Howard was my best friend. And I'm a little embarrassed to admit that. My first thought wasn't compassion. It was, I don't know if my grandfather was if you were my grandfather's best friend, because I knew my grandfather's best friend and uncle of mine.
Yeah.
And but then I thought to myself, I thought, you know what? I'm sure my grandfather was your best friend. My grandfather had hundreds of people at this funeral. He was an amazing man. When I was a kid, he would volunteer. We'd go to the hospital. We'd pray for people, bring them their favorite meal. Him and my grandmother bought this land when they were in their 40s. They decided they wanted to completely change. They wanted to live out their dreams. My grandfather worked on telephone lines, fixing those.
Okay, just a warning. You've got about a minute.
So all that being said, my big life lesson was it's not about what we accomplish in life. It's about who we become.
Amen.
So that's a big, big mindset there. And I think that's a biblical principle as well. But if you want to read all the stories, all those details, again, they can get them in the book. By the way, if people go to joshaxe.com after they buy the book and they just say, I bought the book, I'm going to give people $500 worth of free content, including a video series, these amazing transformational cards, a workbook, everything else if they get the book.
Fabulous. It's Josh Axe, A-X-E, just so everybody knows. Josh Axe, A-X-E .com. The book is Think This, Not That. So much good stuff for a mama who wants to transform her thinking for her children, so that negative thinking pattern can be stopped. I love it. I did not mean to cut off the beautiful story about your grandfather. He sounds like an amazing man. I love that you say, because we're all about accomplishment and how we look and how people view us. And you're saying, no. It's who you're becoming. And I love that. So thank you, Dr. Josh Axe, for this book, Think This, Not That. And thank you so much for being on Channel Mom.
Well, thanks for having me. And again, I think the book is really written for mom to help them live their best life possible. So, Jenny, I love what you do. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you to Josh, Dr. Josh, Dr. Axe, all those things. Thanks so much for being on Channel Mom. Okay, so this is the time in the show that I remind you that you are influencing the world in a much bigger and better way often than the influencers out there. You're raising the next generation. And I know it's hard some days. And I know that you feel like nobody notices and you get no thanks. And it's a forgotten job. So I'm here to thank you for all you do as a mom. Thank you for all the work you put in. Thank you for how you love your children. God bless you. You're changing the world by the way in which you raise your kids and change their mindsets. So don't give up. You're beautiful in your motherhood. Have a beautiful weekend. And remember to catch our podcast on Spotify. Thanks for listening. If Channel Mom Radio and podcasts give your mom life a boost of encouragement, would you consider supporting us? In order to keep our broadcasts on the air and serve moms and kids on the ground, we need help from listeners like you.
You can support us through a one-time donation or by signing up to be a monthly partner at an amount of your choice. Just go to channelmom.org and click donate at the top of the page. New monthly donors will receive a special gift package in the mail. While research shows moms are undervalued and families are struggling to stay together, Channel Mom works to lift up motherhood and add value to your family. We depend on donors like you to provide outreach to at-risk moms in prison and homeless shelters or dealing with single motherhood. Our life-changing programs are over capacity, so your donation will help us serve more moms and kids. Be a part of the change you want to see for mothers and families. Visit channelmom.org and click donate. We thank you for your generous support, and may God bless you for coming alongside Channel Mom.